All right. Thank you, Craig. It's Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. Let's start the hour off with Andy Morris at the Alex Madonna Expo Center. Andy, if you keep calling me, I'm going to make you buy me dinner.
I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah,
I'll bring you some. You know what? We've got some pretty good booths with food up here, too.
I'll be gone at 7:01. I guarantee you. I'm out the door.
You know, a little sidebar, Dave. One of the things you and I need to do is we need to make a trip down to the Magic Castle. You said that was on your bucket list.
Yes,
we're going to make that happen.
All right.
All righty. Hey, we're here today at Expo. Madonna Inn Expo Center. And I think so far the one that I really enjoyed with all the people that I met and talked to, I didn't realize what a gem the San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden is. Have you ever been out there?
Yes.
I have not. I keep going back by the booth. I've been looking at pictures and seeing what an incredible place it is, you know, for whether you're going to have some sort of an event or you just want to go get away from it all. I asked her, is it someplace people go to relax or people go to learn? And she said, yes.
Yeah, to both. It's great.
It sounds like a really good place. Just one of the many people that are up here, they're members of the Slow Chamber, and we'd love to have you come by and find out more about it. I'm going to check in with you one more time at the bottom of the hour. I know you got stuff going on. I appreciate it. It's Andy Morris out and about at the Expo Center.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. There we go. I'm very pleased. I'm a big fan of Neil Young. Here he is. Hey, Neil. No. It sounds like Neil Young. This is Derek Senn. He's making his first appearance on this broadcast. Bob and Wendy were here last week, and Bob mentioned Derek. And I said, I haven't heard of this guy. Who is he? And Bob said, this is going to be your next musical guest. Yeah, he called you funny. He said you're the guy that writes funny songs.
Bob's funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he's not funny as music. You're very clever in your music.
You are correct.
Here's Derek Senn. Derek, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate it.
Congratulations on the brand new CD. This is your third?
It is, yes.
How Could a Man? All right. And I assume this is your wife on the cover. She's very pregnant.
She's very pregnant. She's not very pregnant anymore. All but right. Yes, at the time of that photograph, she was very, very, very pregnant.
Let's talk about Friday night.
Uh-huh. Well, I've done three CDs and I've never actually had a proper CD release show.
Really?
So this time around, I am actually going to go out into the world and play some songs.
Why haven't you done that before?
Let's see. The CD before this one, I was just busy with everything else going on in life, you know, regular day job and kids and all that fun stuff, and I just didn't do it. It was one more thing to put on the schedule that I decided not to put on the schedule. And the first one, that's a very good question. I don't know why I didn't do it. But I did get to play the Live Oak Music Festival for that first one. And that was, I guess that was my de facto CD release party.
That's pretty cool.
It was really fun.
Doing Live Oak.
Yes.
But this Friday night, you're going to be at Christburg.
That's correct.
7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9.
People are going to come down.
Playing solo with Bob accompanying me on some songs on cello.
Having Bob Liebman always classes up the act.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I'm going to guess this CD is a big step forward for you compared to your other work.
Well, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder, you know.
Well, how do you feel?
This CD was produced differently. I recorded it locally here with Damon Castillo.
Say no more.
And so
he's the guy.
Damon's the guy. And so I was able to add a little bit more oomph to some of these tracks that I would normally want to do that otherwise I was not able to do. I recorded my other two up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and based upon very limited time and analog recording techniques, i.e. we did not use computers, it made it a little bit more challenging to put the oomph in the tracks.
Hmm. Bob Liebman says you're the funny guy.
Well, I try to get a few chuckles on certain songs, but I would not say that that's the norm. I like to throw a little bit of everything in there.
When you showed up, I said you reminded me of Warren Zevon,
which I will absolutely take because he's one of the revered songwriters.
He had that wry sense of humor.
Absolutely, yeah. I also, my understanding is also he was not a very nice person. So I tried to be. I tried to be nice.
I didn't hear that story. Warren Zevon wasn't nice.
My understanding is Warren Zevon was a challenging individual. Yeah, that's the word.
Before we hear music, I want to hear a little bit more about you. You came here when you were 15.
Yes, I rode on my dad's coattails, who moved out here from Ohio. So I got lucky to move out here from Toledo, Ohio, and between my freshman and sophomore year of high school.
So what was it like growing up in your teens in San Luis Obispo?
It was warmer than Ohio.
Yeah,
a lot
I'm
warmer.
I'm from Chicago, so I get it.
So yeah, it was interesting. I remember being floored. Growing up in Ohio, there was a lot of East Coast influence. There was not any West Coast influence, and so coming out here and seeing surfers and things like that was like, wow, this is really California.
Well, you must have liked it because you went away for a while, but you came back and you stayed.
That's correct. Yeah, I was gone for a while, and then in 1998, I was living up in Seattle, and my dad asked if I wanted to come back and join him at work, and it was kind of a transition year for me, and I said, sure, that sounds great. And here I am, 21 years later.
Mm. What's your website, Derek?
It's my name, DerekSennn.com.
And if I can't make it Friday night, can I buy the CD through?
You can buy the CD through the website or through Boo Boo Records, because Boo Boo's has copies. If they've sold out of copies, let me know. I'll make sure they get restocked.
When did you start writing songs?
I think I started writing songs seriously right around the turn of the century. And I've been doing it pretty consistently ever since. So yeah, I guess right around 20 years, something like that.
Are you writing all the time?
I'm not writing as much right now. I used to write a lot more. Obviously, when I was in my 20s and I didn't have kids and as many responsibilities, I was able to spend a lot more time writing. And as time has gone on, as you probably know, you have to get a lot more disciplined if you're going to continue writing. And I have not been as disciplined as I should be with my writing.
You seem to write, at least on this CD, a lot about children and being married. A lot of references to family in this.
Write what you know.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've been focusing on that lately, since that's been my world.
And you have your pregnant wife on the CD.
Yes.
Is she okay with all this?
She's great with it. She is, she's game for anything like that. So absolutely. I, of course, ran the cover by her and said, hey, do you mind if I put your 9-month-old pregnant belly on the cover of my CD?
She said, pretty big.
No problem at all.
She's pretty big.
Yeah.
And is she the inspiration for How Could a Man?
She is. Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's break away. When we come back, we're going to make Derek break out that guitar and show us what he's got. This is a really impressive CD. It's called How Could a Man? And Derek spells his last name S-E-N-N. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. Stick around. Thank you. It is 6:18 on Hometown Radio. We are being entertained by Derek Senn, S-E-N-N. The CD is How Could a Man? You get this however you get CDs, but he would appreciate it if you would come by Christburg this Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. He's going to have an official CD release party. He is going to do the opening track on the CD. It's called Alaska. It is worth a listen. Here he goes. Take it away, Derek.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Does this need any?
Well, it's not a funny song, so a little bit more of a serious song. So it's a song that opens up the album. So
here we go.
I had a great day of surfing in my cubicle. I found a California fixer. These days it ain't that hard. And I set a move date back to the lower 48. I need a new chapter. I'm over Alaska. county beauty was never lost on me. We used to drive the levees and soak up scenery. Skeletal orchards, decrepit towns, the low sun aglow on the slow Sacramento. Keep heading west, and you'll end up back east. Keep trying to best yourself, and you might just get beat. I'm gonna look down south, there's a sentiment I'm after. It's back down the Alcan, I'm over Alaska.
What do you think, Craig?
I'm applauding you for knowing how to use the.
I know you said that
thing.
Last time.
Yeah, no, terrific. You need to bring up mic three though.
Yes,
when he plays.
That's what I was wondering. Is this was this mic on? I think this mic was on.
Yeah,
I'm assuming this is mic three. Yeah,
we'll make him do it over again.
All right.
Now, talk about the writing of that song.
Let's see. My sister she lives in Anchorage. And I was talking to her once, and I think it was in the midst of a very long winter. And she said, "I'm totally over Alaska." And so I just kind of ran with that and wrote a song about it.
Have you been?
I have, yes.
Yeah. I've only been in the summertime.
I've been in the dead of winter, and I've been in the summer. And both times were really fantastic times. I really enjoyed the wintertime experience.
What is the wintertime experience like in Alaska?
I got to chop wood, so that was cool. You know, chop wood in 0 degrees, feel like a real Alaska guy. And went cross-country skiing, went downhill skiing, went snowshoeing, went sledding, went ice skating, and, you know, did all that kind of stuff.
What I remember of Alaska from my summer visit were the many bars, like in Juneau and Skagway and Ketchikan, to be jewelry shop bar. And then I realized the bars weren't for the tourists, it was for the locals during the wintertime.
Well, my college roommate, I went to UCSB, and he is a brewer in Alaska, contributing to what they drink in those bars.
I would think he does quite well though.
He does do quite well. He's won a gold medal at the Great American Beer Festival.
All right, Derek Sen is here. So I want to hear more about your songwriting style. Is it something you struggle with? Does it just come naturally for you, or is it depending upon the song?
Well, probably like many songwriters, I have notebooks upon notebooks of things that are just the dumbest things known to humanity that I've written down. That, of course, never see the light of day. And so we, of course, have to soldier through that to get to the good stuff. And, you know, my wife teaches English at Cal Poly, and she's threatened to use my songs as an example for her class because she sees the process where I start with a notebook and then cross out and just go through page after page after page and whittle it down until I actually get something that seems like it's ready to be sung.
In fact, one of your songs is a song about writing a song.
It is, yes. The song mine.
The song mine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mine as in...
Mining,
the
yes.
Mining.
Mining for songs, yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And when you're a songwriter, and this is something I know nothing about, Derek, do you study the songs of others and to see how this is how Bob Dylan wrote? Or
I wouldn't say that I really study the songs of others. I mean, I, of course, listen to the songs of others, and I'm inspired by the songs of others, but I'm pretty bad about... you know, some people would say, oh, you got to have the, you know, verse, chorus, verse, bridge, structure, et cetera, et cetera. I don't really adhere to that so much. So if the song doesn't call for it, I'll just, for example, that song, it basically is the same four chords all the way through. It's three verses and nothing else.
And you yourself were telling me this, you're more speak, sing.
I speak, sing out of necessity, right? I would not say that I have the strongest voice in the world. So, although maybe I would discover it if I spent a bunch of time with singing lessons.
Like a Lou Reed kind of thing.
Yes, sort of doing the talk singing thing.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't anything wrong with it. Although, when I listen to singers that can really belt out, I really wish that I could do that. But we all have our limitations, so work with what you got.
I asked you this earlier, but I come back to this. I think I'm going to guess this CD, the songwriting, is a major step forward for you in terms of what you're writing about and how you wrote.
Well, yes and no. There, since my songwriting has tapered off, when I record a new CD, sometimes I will take songs that I wrote a long time ago. And we'll still record those songs. So some of those songs on there are new and some are older. But I'd like to think that the older I get better at my writing. But that's not always the case. I do remember my sister told me once that I wrote a song when I was young called The Drinky Drink.
And the Drinky Drink.
And she oftentimes reminds me that that's the best song I ever wrote. So maybe I should have just stopped with the first one.
What did Damon Castillo bring to this project?
A lot of professional know-how and intelligence on all fronts. You know, he's a really good producer. He's a really good musician. So, you know, Damon played bass on this. He played some guitar on it. He brought in some guys, some session guys, one of which is his keyboardist, Christian, that, for example, on that song Alaska, makes it sound very cool with Hammond B3 organ, among other things. So Damon brings in the players to make everything sound good. He adds his own embellishments, and then he's a whiz on the computer as well, which is all part of the process.
But what did you learn from working with Damon about music and recording?
You spend a lot of time sitting in a chair staring at a computer.
Meaning, I've never been in a studio.
Well, we spend a lot of time making music, and then we have to spend a lot of time working on the music. So there's that whole aspect of it too. You know, the fun part is going in there and making the songs and playing the music. And then the more drudgery aspect of it is working on the computer software to bring everything together.
I mean, like, what would you have done 20 years ago?
Well, 20, let's say 30 years ago, it would have just all been analog tape. So you go in there and there's a big mixing board, and everything gets mixed to 2-inch analog tape, and that's how it's done. And there's not a computer screen, so the computer screen has kind of taken the place of the mixing board.
All right, we are here with Derek Senn, singer songwriter extraordinaire. The CD is called How Could a Man. He is going to be having a CD release party this Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. at Kreuzberg in downtown San Luis Obispo. If you've been enjoying this music, then you want to be sure to stop on by and hear him perform. We are off to California Headline News and ABC Radio News. We might be hearing from Andy Morris again, and then we'll hear more from Derek. We're live, we're local, we're Hometown Radio. All right, sir, thank you. One last time, let's go out to the Madonna Expo Center where Andy Morris is hanging
Dave.
Out. Andy, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I just want to let everybody know that if you're in the area, it's not too late. They're open till 7, but this is one of the ideal times to come because everybody who's brought swag with them is getting rid of all of it that's left. So if you want to go home with a goodie bag that's filled with stuff, now's the time to come out to the Madonna and Expo Center. It is, it's absolutely free. 122 San Luis Chamber's finest are out here showcasing their wares, and they would love to get to know you just a little bit better. So if you're in the area, come see us. Dave, I'm going to sign off for right now. We'll talk again tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot for letting me interrupt on the show a little bit today, okay?
Andy, thanks for all you did, and we're looking forward to hearing your reports on First Look with the different people you interviewed.
Yeah, we had a lot of them today. You can tune in tomorrow morning, and we'll start doing that. Have a great day, Dave.
All right, Andy. Andy wants to get out of there. But if you want to go to Expo at the Expo, there's still time. And I don't think they're going to kick you out exactly at 7 o'clock. If you're in there before 7 o'clock, you can still wander around. I'm Dave Congleton. In fact, don't forget to start your weekday mornings off with First Look. Andy Morrison and Scott Taylor have you covered with everything you need to know to get you out the door from 6 to 9, including Andy's reports from the Expo today, followed by Mr. Rush Limbaugh from 9 until noon, followed by Mr. Dave Ramsey from noon until 3. Craig and I will be back at 3:05. Peggy Cotin and Guy Rathbun and Dr. Fred Vernacchia will be among our guests. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We are back with singer-songwriter Derek Senn, making his first appearance on this broadcast. You having fun? Am I being nice to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You're
being very kind.
I know nothing about music.
I was just thinking about Peggy Cotin because she was my math tutor in high school.
You know Peggy Cotin? This town's so small.
Yeah, yeah. Peggy got me through high school. She was a fantastic math tutor.
Angry woman.
I haven't seen Peggy in a while. Is she angry now? Uh-oh.
Always angry.
Yeah.
Oh, don't eat meat.
Well, yeah, you should get her to have her tutor you in math.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
All right. Come Friday night to see Derek, 7 to 9 p.m. Kreuzberg, and get the CD. What's your website again?
My name. Full name, DerekSenn.com.
Work this. Come on. I'm working with you.
I realize, you know, you make your first CD, and you should just come up with a name like the Lightning Bolts or something that's easily rememberable rather than my name.
We're going to do the song about your wife?
Sure.
All right. How Could a Man? Title.
Title track.
And now, how did she react when you played this for her the first time?
She liked it. Yeah, I think she was happy with it.
And this is a true song.
It's like we said, you know, you take certain liberties here and there. But right. No, she liked it. Believe me, she'd tell me if she didn't like it. She's my editor. You know, okay. That's her job, is to tell me what should and should not go out into the world. So she was okay with this one.
All right, here we go.
Okay, we got that other mic on. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, at least in my headphones it does.
Yeah.
She's a yogi, she's a reader. She's an unapologetic eater. A carnivore, poor pigs, cows, and chickens. She's even keeled until crossed. That's when dishes get tossed. Don't bequeath your fine china to her. She's a laundress. She's a gourmet chef. An EMT. She won't shy away. She'll suit your cuts. She'll pick a tick right off your nuts. If you puke your guts out, she's there to console you. She hates treadmills and gyms. Loves open water swims. Hiking, biking, camping, body surfing. She rode her Bianchi through the Portuguese. Wine country, fully self-supported. She lived in Argentina. She's a trilingual gringa. She cursed her way through a natural birth. She's got perfect skin. And when her fallopian tubes were tied, God cried a tear. And how could a man not fall completely? How could a man not fall completely? How could a man not fall completely? And she's a cumbia dancer. She thinks TV's a cancer. She loves to spar intellectually. She's up for anything, so no BS, she will go. Anywhere there is an adventure. If you ask her to learn to play the drums and go on stage, she will learn to play the drums and go on stage. And someone once tried to test her well into her third trimester. He said, you wanna go to Coley Bay?
she said okay. And they rode that boat for hours and hours through that black tie night, while he puked into the sea. And she held him and consoled him and earnestly told him, I'll take care of you if you take care of me. And how could a man not fall completely? How could a man not fall completely? How could a man not fall completely in love?
Crowd goes wild here at the KVC Lounge. What do you think, Craig?
Terrific phrasing.
You're the musician here. What do you think?
I enjoyed the phrasing. I enjoyed the feel of the song. And I think every guy can identify with that.
Did she really take the tick?
Well, anyone that spent a fair amount of time in Montana to Oro State Park might run through the same issue.
I never had that issue. Yay. How'd you meet your wife?
We were in class together at UCSB.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell the story.
I saw her from afar.
All right.
And I was too much of a chicken to say anything. And apparently she saw me from afar because she's the one who actually came up and said something. And so we struck up a conversation and hung out a little bit. And then she took off on foreign exchange to South America. And we spent a lot of time communicating via letters, because that was back in the day where you couldn't just shoot off an email. You had to do the snail mail thing. And so, yeah, just communicated by letters. And then I went down to see her.
It's funny because the last song on the CD is called Some Chase a Girl.
Yes.
It makes a reference to chasing a girl as far as Peru.
Yes, that's right.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah.
Is it hard to write a song about the person you're married to?
No, it's fun. It's great. Yeah, I've had a really good time writing songs about the person I'm married to.
But isn't there some prayer? I mean, you got to get it just so. It's got to be better than all the other songs.
Yeah, well, I suppose so. You know, that last one is. I'm pretty proud of that one.
Yeah. Well, you should be proud of all of them. This is really a good CD.
Thank you very much.
Well, here, I don't know how I could phrase this, but I get a lot of these, and a lot of them just...
Well...
And I've been listening to yours for off and on for the last 5 days.
Thank you.
And I'm very impressed by it.
Now, have you been listening to it in a CD player at your home?
No, or my car.
Your car. Do you have a CD player in your home?
I do, but it's...
Okay, because I'm sort of going through that right now, because as I'm sure you're aware, CDs are becoming a bit of an obsolete
technology. But I still have plenty of CDs.
So, but there are a lot of people that do not have home stereo systems anymore. It's one of those things with technology. As we become more technologically advanced, it seems we're kind of regressing when it comes to having good hi-fi systems in our house.
This station used to be owned by Clear Channel.
Mm-hmm.
For my 15th anniversary, they gave me one of those all-in-one record player cassette CD radio combinations, and I still have it.
Yeah, okay.
That's my CD player.
Yeah.
And it's one of those you put in three CDs and they kind of go back and forth. I'd rather just drive around with my speaker system is better than my car. And also Bob Liebman, Jude Johnstone.
Yes.
Who I would kill for. I would kill for Jude Johnstone. I don't know if he told you the story, but Jude Johnstone was at his house, and he put on your CD.
He told me that, yeah.
And she normally does not like to listen to other artists, but she listened to your CD, and she was impressed by it. Did he tell you that?
Well, he told me that, but hopefully it wasn't just because he was giving her a place to stay and she had to pretend like she liked it.
No, so, yeah. But she was apparently very impressed by it.
Well, Jude's daughter, Ray.
I know Ray. Ray's been on the show.
Yeah, so, you know, Ray and her dad are in Ranchers for Peace, which is an amazing, amazing band. And they don't really play very much anymore, but that's seeing Ray and her dad play and harmonize together is one of the finer things in life.
We are here with Derek Sen, singer-songwriter. The new CD is How Could a Man? He is inviting you to come see him Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. at Kreutzberg in downtown San Luis Obispo. Welcome back and chat some more, get another song out of our guest. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. It is the Dave Congleton Show. Top of the hour, it's ABC Radio News. You're listening to Hometown Radio. We're being entertained by singer-songwriter Derek Sen, kind of a hometown boy. He came here at 15, went away for a while, and he's back. And this is his third CD. It was produced by Damon Castillo, which says a lot right there. And Friday night, 7 to 9 p.m., Kreutzberg, come on down. How long did it take you to do this CD?
That CD? I guess about a year, because if I recall, I went into the studio with Damon right around May of 2018. And, you know, we picked away at it, though. I went in there and recorded for a couple days and then come back a couple weeks later and a couple weeks after that and, you know, then let a month go by and that sort of a thing. So,
really?
Yeah, we kind of...
percolates.
We sort of worked it into the schedule. I got on his calendar when things...
Did the songs change much from inception to completion?
Well, you know, all the songs, when I go in there, I just have the songs as solo acoustic tracks. There were a few that I took in there that I had made demos at home with. I threw on drums and guitar, and so I'd kind of fleshed them out at home. But, several of the songs, all I had were just the solo acoustic songs, and then Damon makes them come to life. Which is what the magic of the recording process. That's why recording is fun.
You got a song about hiring a babysitter?
I have a song about hiring a babysitter, yes.
You got a song, I forget which one it is, and I apologize, about the Be Careful What You Wish For, where you sent the kids away?
Yeah, the kids will summer go. Camp. Kids go away to summer camp, right. Uh-huh.
So a lot of this is things that people can identify with.
I'd like to think so, anybody that has kids.
I asked if you would do Some Chase a Girl, because this is the last song, and now you've kind of told me the story behind it. I'm even more impressed by it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so this is a song about me chasing a girl down to South America.
Here's Derek Sen.
First time I saw you, I just knew. Next thing I knew, you moved to Peru. What to do, I was into you, so I flew to Peru. In Ayacucho, I took tea, the shining path extorted me. Love sickened in love's throes, I caught a bus to Cusco. I found a hostel, freshened up, I had another coca tea cup. Killed time till I got guts to track your digs down. And some are rejected, some reject, some click, some never connect, and some tie a knot. And then it frays into some chase a girl to Peru. So I knock on the door, and what do I see? A Peruano staring at me, and he vibed me and then summoned you. But by then I basically knew. So I went to Bolivia and toured the mines in their dark and dreary confines. I scaled an active volcano and I hoped it would blow. And a friend said I should see Quito, but I bought a fare to Toledo. Poor, broken, and super sad, I moved back in with my mom and dad. And the rejection, well, it festered like an infection. I took long walks in the hills with my psychological ills.
And on one particularly heavy day when you cringe at how much your thoughts weigh, I came home, Mom looked me in the eye and said, guess who just stopped on by? She's at the creek, says she, wait for you at the foot of the bridge until a quarter to two. Something tells me she's fond of you, call it a girl's intuition. And some pay a fee to troll J-dates only to land an Episcopal mate. And some stray, succumbing to their libido. Some chase a boy to Toledo. And some are rejected. Some reject. And some click, some never connect. And some tie a knot, and then it frays into some chase a girl to Peru. Some chase a girl to Peru.
Derek Shen, I love that song.
Thanks, Dave.
What do you think, Greg?
Definitely original. I mean, that, not a lot of songs about chasing women to Peru.
I like that.
And Toledo and him being involved, yeah.
And I like it even more now that I've heard a little bit of the backstory.
Yeah, it was a fun trip. I got rejected, and but it all worked out okay.
You went all the way down.
I went all the way down.
You went all the way down to Peru.
That's correct.
And she rejected you.
And she rejected me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you married her anyway.
I married her anyway.
Get her on the phone. I want to hear her start the story.
I mean, did she think you were crazy, and that's why she rejected you?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, to her credit, like I said, it was the pre-internet days. So I just kind of sent her a postcard and said, "Hey, I'm coming to visit you," and so.
Oh, well, she, you didn't leave that. You didn't tell that part.
Yeah. So she didn't have a whole lot of notice on the fact that I was going to show up on her doorstep.
Oh, well, then I don't blame her.
Yeah. And
she's a stalker.
And I.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Stalker,
stalker.
Right there.
Yeah.
And it was. If you want to get real technical, it's actually Argentina, but it's a lot easier to say some chase a girl to Peru rather than some chase a girl to Argentina. So
yeah. Well, I like that. I like that. Nicely done.
Thanks, Dave.
So when are you going to work on your new CD?
That's a great, great question. Probably not for a while. You know, we've got to let the dust settle, you know, maybe a few years.
You got to sell a few of these.
Well, it's more challenging to sell CDs in this day and age, in the age of streaming.
That's what Bob and Wendy were saying. Now, can I get this other than on a CD? Can I get these songs?
You can go to any streaming service. You know how it works today. You can go to YouTube. You can go to Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. I mean, there are so many.
I can't keep up with all that stuff.
I can't either, but there are lots of outlets.
What about all the venues now from when you first moved here? A lot of performance venues.
I'm sure that they have multiplied significantly. I mean, of course, when I first started playing, the original Slow Brew was here, so got to play there a fair amount. But you know, with all the wineries and that sort of a thing, it's a pretty amazing place to have and be able to play.
Might we be seeing you around anywhere in the months to come? You're working on that.
Well, you know, I'm doing this, and I'm playing Live Oak this year. I get the 8 a.m. Saturday slot, which is the...
Somebody's got to do it.
It's actually a great, great slot. I did the same thing. I did 8 a.m. Sunday 4 years ago, and I love those early morning shows. They're pretty fantastic.
What do you think about Live Oak coming up here now? They're going to be out at El Toro Regional Park.
Yes, I'm optimistic, because I think it's neat to have a change, and... I know that the people who put on the festival, it takes so much work to put that thing on. And so I think that they should be 100% supported in whatever they're trying to do. And so I'm very supportive of the move, and I'm excited to see how it's going to work out.
I think it'll be a big success.
I think it will too. I think a lot of people will, there are already a lot of people that I've spoken with that always tried to make it down to the other one. It was never, they never quite did, and they're all saying that they're going to come to this one, and I believe that. I think you'll get a lot of people doing that.
As Father's Day weekend, right?
The weekend after Father's
Weekends
Day.
Weekends after, they changed.
They moved it back, I think, because of, you know, Cal Poly graduation, a couple other things. So, yes, the weekend after.
Anything I haven't asked you that I should have asked you?
I don't think so. I feel like I'm in the midst of radio royalty right now, and you know your job pretty well. So
I'm trying. Someday will you write a song about me?
I will, Dave.
Being on the Dave Congleton show?
Maybe even tonight.
What could rhyme with Congleton?
Oh man.
Do you have to rhyme? You have to rhyme song?
I mean, you don't have to rhyme, right? Yeah, Congleton's kind of like orange. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'll have to give it some thought. I'll find something though. I mean, if I could figure out Fallopian, I'm sure I can figure out Congleton.
Who did your photography?
I did.
Really?
Yeah. So I although there's a picture of me on the back, I can't remember who took that. Maybe my wife took it.
I was going to say, you're the picture on the back.
Yeah, but no, I do all the photography for my albums.
All right, Derek Sen, it's been a pleasure meeting you. Good luck Friday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at Kreuzberg. How Could a Man is a CD. Final thoughts?
Thanks for having me, Dave. And I guess my final thought is I really want to thank Damon Castillo, who just did a fantastic job on this album. And we have a real treasure here in town.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Derek, thank you. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Haley Nanadol and Sid Carl and Jennifer Stover and Derek Sen. Thanks, as always, to Craig Hill. And thanks to you for listening. We will see you tomorrow at 3:05. Have a great night. I'm Dave Congleton. Now, Oliver the Cat, get out of my chair. I mean it. Get out of my chair now. I'm coming home. Good night.